Another year has come and gone. Are you wondering what the future holds? Are you struggling with the decision about love, money, your career, your family? StarPsychics.com, that stars with a Z, has the answers you desire. StarPsychics.com is the best and brightest advisor site on the internet, staffed by top-rated, professional, fully tested, and certified advisors. This is the real deal. At StarPsychics.com, you create your own personal account, and you pick your advisor by reading their extensive bios. Then you decide on a budget that you are comfortable with. Your pathway to a clearer and brighter future is just a few clicks away. No gimmicks, no bait and switch. StarPsychics.com has daily blogs and lots of links to help you develop your own intuition. Log on now. That's StarPsychics.com. Remember, stars with a Z. And here's the best part. They're available 24/7. StarPsychics.com. Remember, stars with a Z. You must be 18 years or older. Your future awaits.
Hello, everybody. This is Stars Cast, also known as Natalie. Everybody knows me with both names, and everything that I have that I own is Stars, S-T-A-R-Z, like in zebra, and it was intentional. And back in 1999, I was working with my then webmaster, and I worked for America Online, and he said, well, what's your name over there? So I told him. He says, I like that Stars. Now, this was before DirecTV had the Stars channel, way before that. And so I said, you do? He said, yeah, because I was an astrologer. I mean, I still am, but I did that. And so that's how I came with the Stars prefix. That's it. Stars for everything. Stars, you know, cast.net, I've got them all. You name it, I've got them all. But anyways, it's fun, and I'm here. I have this beautiful guest on. I can't wait to bring her on. But first, I want to talk about the magazine, mysticlivingtoday.com. Now, it won't be too long that I'll be sending out my reminders for, you know, you can send me poetry, excerpts, articles, and they don't have to be metaphysical oriented or spiritual, I should say. I had an article on golf, health. I mean, you know, all kinds of stuff. It's for the whole world, okay? So it's for everybody to see. Now, this last issue, the November issue, was the largest I have ever done, ever, in all these years. And I think, I had one publisher send me seven pieces of, articles and excerpts from all different authors. I mean, that to me is like a feather in my cap because it just is. It makes me feel really good. But go and see it. That's mysticlivingtoday.com. And if you want to send me anything, you can send it to Stars, S-T-A-R-Z, Cast, C-A-S-T, at mysticlivingtoday.com. Send an image, but you got to remember something. Taking an image off of Google, and I've been doing this for years, it doesn't mean it's free. Because if you go and check back, somebody owns that image somewhere, and you can bet if it's on my site, they're going to find it. They're going to say you need to take that down, or you have to pay X amount of dollars. So you can go to depositphotos.com, and I promo them because they spoil me rotten over there. I've been with them a long time, and I always cut deals with them. And, if I do this, will you do that? Yeah, whatever. We just added the points to you, and I have a license, so it's really, really great. Also, Stars with a Z, psychics.com. Now, that's my other site. We're offering download courses on tarot done by Stars Amber. You can get it off the site. There's a nice big logo on the right. I shouldn't say logo. It's an image, and it says new. And you can go there. You can do a half a course. You can do the whole thing. You can do it with audio, without audio. And then pretty soon, and I'm really hoping that my cards will be available, and the fan that you see on my site, those are images of my cards. Now, I've been waiting a long time to do them, actually probably close to 3 years. I've had them that long. But it just, the timing is everything. And as people know or should know, you don't know when it's right. I mean, if it's something like this. And, everybody's having difficulties with money and all that, so I've been holding off. But I'm not going to hold off too long because it's going to be the holiday time, and that's when you'll see some specials from me. And so I'm excited about that. Now, that's enough of me talking, period. I'm going to bring in my guest here. What a beautiful lady. We've already talked. Oh, my. We had 15 minutes before airtime. We talked on Messenger. We just talk all over the place. Yes, but I want to bring on board here Trish Kane, and she has done something really unusual. She started this beautiful site, and I'm going to let her tell us all about it, but let's welcome her. Hi, Trish. How are you today?
Hi, love. I'm doing well. Thank you so much for inviting me. And I want to say congratulations on your cars. I can't wait to hear more about those.
Yes,
that's exciting.
I'm excited about them because you know what they are, and then I'll stop talking about them. But what they are they're uplifting. You know, the gal that I got, she was in Spain, and I worked with her on the coloring. And she started to try to do them like Rider-Waite. I said, no. Rider-Waite to me was great in its time. But oftentimes if you look at those cards, and I'm not saying anything about them because my dear friend at U.S. Games, I mean, I know her very well. But a lot of them are doom and gloom. They don't make you feel good when you look at them. And so I talked with her over and over, and she'd do the cards, and no. I don't want any, I don't mind having some black, but I don't want dark stuff. I want people to look at them and hold them in their hand and feel good because they're coming for me.
Yeah.
That's my energy. They're coming for me. And I, you know, I have the trademark on them. Even my trademark attorney wants a deck. Can you imagine that? But anyways, they're beautiful, and I have a printer. She's waiting on me to get it all together. But anyways, the cards are great, and you'll see them all over. Candy, who does all of my marketing, she will be pushing it out, as she does everything else, because she's awesome. And then I have the gal stars, Amber, who helps, and I have another, my designer, who is Judy. She's over in Nairobi. And that's another story with that. But anyways, okay, Trish, off to you now.
Yes.
I'm not going to talk about myself now because I'll take over the whole show.
I
can talk forever.
So.
Anyways, okay, tell me from the beginning now, Trish, how did you get into this field? I mean, I know what happened to you, you know, but I want to know totally how this all began for Trish. How did it begin? When you were in high school, when you were, not that you're old, but you know what I'm saying, a younger woman, just venturing off, what triggered this? Something put you on the path, someone, I don't know.
So in about 2012, I started to wake up spiritually. I started to, like, get signs from, and, I mean, there was really no way to explain it except for the fact that I just, like, intuitively knew, and I would get all these beautiful signs that made me know that they were, like, around and with me. I mean, for example, ladybugs would be in the house in the middle of winter in Long Island, New York, where I was living at that time, and it was winter. And I'd never seen that before in this particular house or anywhere else for that matter. So I knew that that was a sign from somebody that I'd passed that was related to me at the time. And I kind of like always held on to that. And then in 2014, actually November 16th, 2014, so coming around the corner to that 8-year mark since this happened, but I was actually very heavily involved in drugs and alcohol for a long time. I mean, I was drinking and drugging, and like drinking was always fun, but then I would always wind up like doing cocaine, and it literally, like, you know, I said no to it for like so many times, probably at least 100 times, but one night I decided to say yes, and that literally, like, you know, took me like way quicker than anything had ever taken me before. And it basically took hold of my life, and I couldn't stop. And I did that like basically on and off, like from 2007 until 2014, when I basically, you know, I was able to sometimes put down drugs for workaholism or going to the gym or not eating or something like that, but I had like a spiritual malady. And basically November 16th, 2014, I was in a very, very bad place, and I was doing cocaine and drinking, and I blacked out. And I remember like starting drinking at like 4:30 in the afternoon, and I said to myself, yeah, I'm like, I'm just going to go. It was a Friday night, I think, or Saturday. I think Friday. And I was like, I'm just going to go. No, it was definitely Saturday. It was Saturday. And I was like, I'm just going to go to happy hour, and I'll, you know, I'll go home early. I'll get a good night's sleep. But I had a drink, and I called the drug dealer, and I got cocaine and started doing it, blacked out. Basically, I woke up shortly before Thanksgiving in 2014, and I was in a hospital bed, and the doctor took the tube out of my throat. They told me that I was on life support for 9 days, and I was
Oh my gosh, you lost nine days.
Yeah.
You lost 9 days.
Yeah,
oh.
I was in a 10-day coma on life support because I was dead when they, or 9 days on life support, 10 days coma. They found me, and I was 86 degrees Fahrenheit or 30 degrees Celsius. I was non-responsive, like my body temperature, like I wasn't breathing. You know, my heart had stopped, and they basically, they resuscitated me twice. But, and this is the paramedics, mind you. And my mom had a feeling that something happened to me that day and had a wellness check done on me. And that's how they found me, like, you know, completely non-responsive, basically, like, dead. And so they rushed me to the hospital. And at the hospital, like, they said to my mom and dad, like, no way she's going to make it. And if she does, she's definitely going to be brain dead. Like, there's no way. You know, I mean, I was really, like, dead. But there were so many people praying for me and thinking of me and writing me letters. My mom and my aunt created this email address, wishesfortrisha@AOL.com. I went by Trisha then. Somehow Trish came about when I, like, later on, but it just kind of happened. And yeah, there was, like, 50... like emails that were written from like friends and family members, and my mom would like sneak in and put holy water on me, like Christian holy water, and like, you know, and she basically would say to me like, you know, like, you know, you're strong, like you got this, like that's not word for word, but, and I'm getting choked up talking about it because it's like, you know, against like all odds, you know. So
yeah,
when I woke up and I took the tube out, like, the doctor, like, he asked me, do you know where you are? And I said, hospital. And he was like, he could not believe I was answering him. He was in disbelief, you know? And
mm-hmm.
I literally was so banged up, Natalie. Like, so they put me in the MRI machine, and I was, it came back. They showed me a picture of my brain, and I actually had two strokes. They circled on the picture, like the strokes, and they were bilateral watershed strokes. So the frontal cortex, like one on the left side and one on the right side, the one on the right side was worse than the one on the left. And as some people know, the right side of the brain controls the left side and left side controls the right side. But basically my left eye didn't move back and forth. The left side of my face was droopy. I couldn't really see. I definitely couldn't read or write. Like, they, like the physical therapy and occupational therapy came in. They showed me how to walk again. They held me up with belts, and I just kept collapsing. Like, I had no strength from, like, the strokes, you know, and for being in bed for so long, too, and being, you know, like, losing oxygen for so long. And they were, like, showing me, this is your right leg, this is your left leg. And then occupational therapy came in and showed me how to eat again and use my hands again. I couldn't even hold stuff in my hands from the brain trauma that I had from, like, the strokes, you know. And I didn't know where my mouth was. I had to, like, literally learn how to do all that again. And then the nurses would pick me up out of bed and put me on, like, a toilet after they took the catheter out of me. I remember, I don't think I ever told anyone this, but I'm remembering this now. I told them that I had a tampon in. And they were like, what? They were so worried. But it was a catheter. Like, how, like, crazy is that? I was 29 years old when this happened. And so, yeah, I mean, it was, like, a long journey after that. Like, they sent me to, like, the psych ward after that. I was in the hospital for, like, a while. And then they sent me to the psych ward because they thought that I tried to kill myself. But, like, you know, and then I went to rehab and all that. But the moral of the story is that the doctor who said, I have no idea how you're here right now, told me you have angels. And I knew who they were. You know, I had, like, a brother-in-law at the time that passed away, and an uncle and a friend, Mikey, and I knew that those three angels came to save me at the time, you know? Yeah, like, and I just knew it, like, intuitively, and I felt so grateful because I really thought, Natalie, that, you know, I thought that I was invincible prior to that. I didn't think that I would ever overdose on cocaine or anything would happen to me. Like, even though, like, it's just, I was so delusional and so delirious. Like, the drugs and alcohol damaged my brain, and I thought that nothing could ever happen to me. But secretly, like, I really did want help, but I was so scared to admit that I was struggling with that because, like, I never wanted anyone to, like, judge me. Gig was up, you know? And I don't know if it was a relief or not. I was still pretty insane, you know. I was still pretty insane. And so basically I've been on a spiritual journey ever since. You know, I started to see trees for the first time. I'm not even kidding. I saw sunsets for the first time, and I felt connected. And I would be like, how do these trees grow? Where did the first tree come from, you know? And then I would get more signs from spirits, you know. My treatment center was infested with ladybugs. And mind you, this is like 2 years after, like, I started to see ladybugs, you know. So, yeah, and like the second chance, right? Like, not everybody gets a second chance. I mean, I'll have 8 years sober next week. No drugs, no alcohol, like Zippo. And it's pretty amazing. Like, I know, unfortunately, almost 200 people that I know that have passed away since I got sober that I personally know. And here I am, you know. So, I mean, my, like, and I also knew when I came back that I had a purpose. Because, I mean, you don't freaking come back from that, you know. Like, no one does. That's unheard of. Like, I've talked to so many doctors since, and they are like, no fucking way. And I'm sorry to curse, but that's what they say. No way. When you, like, look at, like, all my organs died, and, like, some of them came back, you know. Like, the last time I went to the neurologist, he was like, I can't find anything wrong with you. Did you even have two strokes? And my mom actually walked out of the room. She was so angry. Because, like, you know, like, my mom had to watch me feed myself again, learn how to do that. And I remember, like, them breaking up crackers. And, I dropped one because I was, like, a child again, you know, for the first time. And my mom tried to, like, help me. And I was like, no, I got it. You know, my poor mom, really, my poor mother, having to go through that, really. You know, and so, like, since then, I mean, my spiritual journey has had a lot of, like, high highs. And I wouldn't say low lows, but, like, I mean, I've done the work. You know what I mean? The shadow work, and it's Scorpio season, Natalie. So what a better time to talk about that. You know, I've cried my eyes out. I have a lot of trauma, like, that I've been through a lot. And I know it's all for a reason. And, you know, and a lot of amazing things, too, because the thing is that little girl Trish in there, like, she just wants to love everybody and spread love. That's all I want to do, like, is actually help people. I actually want to do that, you know. I actually care, you know. And, like, obviously, like, I have to keep myself spiritually fit to be able to do that. But it's, like, a work in progress, you know. I think there's a lot in this world that's, like, oh, crying, you're doing it wrong, or if you're crying, like, are you okay? Let's fix it. But it's, like, so beautiful just to cry sometimes or to feel my feelings, because I didn't feel my feelings for so long. I'm a very sensitive soul, like, very sensitive. Even though I'm Aquarius and people don't think we're sensitive, we're actually, like, some of the most sensitive souls, but we just don't maybe show it always. And sometimes when we do, when we're vulnerable around people, they know, you know. And, I mean, it's, like, honestly been a most beautiful journey. Like, some days I'm, like, so spiritually connected, and other days are just, like, normal days. But the days that I am spiritually connected, I guess, okay, I am always spiritually connected, but consciously, I guess, you know, those are the best days. When I'm, like, literally, like, my armor is on and I'm just, like, walking through life, like, and it's, like, I just feel the power and the love exuberating out of me. Like, it, people feel it and see it. It's, like, literally the best. Just spreading love. Like, I'm not even of this earth, you know. And, yeah, and I've, like, had the opportunity along the years to help, like, other drug addicts and alcoholics to, like, help themselves to, like, also find a spiritual experience. Because basically what I was told, like, and program two, which is a spiritual-based program, yeah, it basically says, like, either you're going to have to get spiritual or you're going to die. That's what it says, you know, or else. Or maybe you won't die right away, but you're not going to live a good life. It's like, you have to get spiritual or you're going to have a really bad life. And it's like, ooh, what do I pick, you know? And when I first, like, started this whole thing, I didn't honestly know what spirituality was. Natalie, I was thinking Buddhas, monks, like, you know, I didn't realize that there was, like, angels walking amongst me day in and day out, and that the law of attraction would bring me with other angels, like, that are, you know, that are on the same journey and that, like, speak my language, the language of the heart, right? And, like, it's just been, like, I've worked my butt off in the 3D realm a lot. Like, so, like, you know, I started to, like, work out, and I've done, like, you know, CrossFit competitions and, like, Spartan races, and, like, I've been, like, trying to, like, find my niche for, like, so long. And I realized that through that I was actually really using my masculine to really kind of protect myself, even if it was, like, hidden, you know. That was kind of revealed to me, like, a year and a half ago, like, that I was doing all these, like, really masculine activities to, like, protect myself from the truth of my vulnerability and healing. And I had this self-limiting belief that I found out about maybe, yeah, like, a year and a half ago, that was, like, if I'm stronger and faster and bigger than you, then, like, and I'm 5'3", by the way, and you can't hurt me. And when I found this out about myself in meditation, I was like, oh, well, then I'm not going to do that anymore, you know? And really, like, learning to mother myself, too, and love myself through everything and hold myself and embody the femininity within me, which can be challenging sometimes too. With my Scorpio, not Scorpio, I love Scorpios, by the way. With my Capricorn rising, like, I have such, like, CEO energy sometimes. Like, I'll work, but it's, like, good too, because it's cool to be, like, feminine, but, like, also a boss, you know? So yeah, I mean, I've done a lot of things, like, over the last almost 8 years, and have, you know, done meditations and yoga and working out and, like, dancing, and I'm part of this, like, underground spiritual community of people globally, and, like, you know, we manifest things and we embody the elements of, like, water, wind, earth, and fire, and that's helped me to really tap into, like, you know, different emotions and surrendering and manifesting and receiving too, which has been new to me, because this attitude of like, I have to do it myself, I'm working on that right now. I know that. So 2 years ago, almost to the day, I felt called by the universe to move from Florida to Colorado. And I didn't know why, and I knew I was supposed to move to the mountains because that's the download I was getting. But I didn't know. I, like, went and checked out, actually, North and South Carolina, Natalie. And when I got there, I was like, oh, no, this isn't it. So I was like, all right. So I sold my house. I manifested what I was going to sell it for and exactly how it was going to be sold and the amount of money and how they were going to pay for it, cash, you know. And my dogs and I packed up and we moved to Colorado. And when I got to Colorado, I was like, where are my people? Like, how do I find spiritual people around here? Like, this is Colorado. I was told that, like, this is like the epicenter of the spiritual peeps. Where are they at, you know? And I realized, like, there's no way to find them, you know, unless you know somebody or, I mean, there's really no way. So I was like, And at that time, mind you, the spiritual and holistic communities were being censored on social media platforms. No examples to be given. It doesn't matter. But I was like, you know what? This is the thing I want to do. I want to build a platform for healers and community to come together so everything is in one place, because there's nothing like it, and there's still nothing like it. So it didn't have a name at that time. That didn't actually come until this year, but I was like, all right, so how do I do this? And then I just kind of surrendered. The universe, like, has been making it happen so quickly. I met with a lot of developers, met with people over the last 2 years, built a lot of businesses that I kind of, like, shut down. I built, like, 4 businesses in a year and a half. And I shut 3 out of 4 kind of down to really focus on Healerverse, because I know this is my life's purpose. And, there's so many healers out there, and there's so many modalities. And also on Healerverse, like, nobody is going to be segmented into a category. Like, healers, they identify themselves. Like, I mean, you could say, oh, I'm a Reiki healer and a Theta healer, but, like, they're, and, you know, intuitive and psychic and all this, like, there's so much more to me. Like, I don't know, like, you know, it's hard to, like, really quantify myself or qualify myself besides I am love, really. So that's going to be, like, left open-ended, and, like, anybody that is a spiritual or holistic healer, anybody and anybody can sign up for Healerverse. It's actually 5dhealerverse.com. For the fifth dimension, which is where, like, spirits are, the ascended beings. It's, like, the highest realm of the spirits for me. That's how I identify it. And also, as the world is transitioning from 3D to 5D right now, I'm like, we're calling it 5D Healerverse, a.k.a. Healerverse, a.k.a. 5D, whatever you want to call it. Healers can showcase workshops, events, sync their calendars so people can book appointments with them, or they can use our calendar system so that way people can find them. And anybody can really set up events in their community or any events that are going on, whether they're free or, you know, tickets to be paid for, they can all be on Healerverse. So people can find events, find, you know, ceremonies, find retreats, find workshops, like, all in one place, because there's nothing like that. And it's like, it's almost like a disservice. That's how I felt. Like, don't be selfish. Sign up for Healerverse so people could find you, you know? That was one of the taglines I came up with my assistant the other day. I'm like, how do people even find each other? Like, come on, like, let people find you, you know? And, like, for healers to be able to co-collaborate, and seekers to be able to find you. Because, like, the purpose of healers is not to create followers. It's to create more healers. everyone has their own healing modalities within themselves, and to find out what that is and what works for them. Like, whether it's something addiction or it's, hey, my life is amazing, but I just want to better myself, Healerverse is definitely the place to go, you know, to find community. And everyone can, like, meet in the middle and find, like, what's in common instead of what's different. Media right now really is, like, portraying all the ugliest stuff that goes on in the world, and I don't know if it's a show or not or if it's real. It doesn't matter. Like, I only want to see love, kindness, abundance, people helping one another, people coming together. I don't want to see any more of negativity, because the more love that is showcased, the more love that, you know, spreads, and the more, like, hate and fear and all this that is brought about, the more that it creates. That's my experience. So, like, having any non-for-profits or retreat centers and any kind of healing centers can actually sign up too and have healers that work for them underneath them. So let's say I usually go to this Reiki studio and I work with X healer, and she's not available at the time I want to go to the studio, but that's the only time that I have in my day. I can actually see what other healers are available at that time and try out new healers. So, like, there's also, like, that whole function that we built into the platform. And, yeah, I just have a feeling, okay, I have more than a feeling. Downloads have been coming to me that this is going to elevate the world, that a lot of darkness is going to come to light, because having all the spiritual people in the world in one place is so powerful. All the healers and spiritual people that actually know what's going on in one place, I mean, come on. And everyone's welcome, you know. So I think, although it's like, okay, you could, like, do all this and get together, there's going to be a lot of, like, you know, side conversations and stuff through, like, the groups that can be set up on Healerverse too, that people can really, like, bring to light, like, you know, their beliefs. And, you know, we definitely love anybody that has conspiracy theorists, you know, all are welcome. Cause I mean, you know, it's just, I mean, and it's not to, like, be like, oh, like, it's not an argumentative site. It's a love site, you know, it's real love, the real love that you cannot quantify or qualify. It just is. And to bring love to the planet, like, whatever causes, like, I think too, like, nonprofits, like, it doesn't have to be legally a nonprofit, but, like, any kind of good causes that are going on, like, just so people can see what they want to get involved in, you know. And obviously email Healerverse too. We'll have our email is on the site for any type of, you know, investments that you want us to make into, you know, charities, or eventually we'll definitely start our own. My personal heart is with, like, mothers and families that have literally nothing and cannot afford to eat. Like, I want to bring abundance to families, because I can't imagine what it's like to be a mother. I must have been in a past life a mother that couldn't afford to feed her baby, because I'm, like, my heart is right there with them, you know. I'm, like, skipping having kids this lifetime just to be able to take families, like, with me, like, to take care of them and spread love and abundance to them and take care of them. I mean, a little bit goes such a long way in Africa, for example. Like, so such a little amount goes such a long way. And my other, like, love is dogs. And don't be surprised if I have 100 rescues in my backyard one day. I'm already itching to get another one. I have one right now, but I've been traveling around the globe, and my dog is my service dog because of what I went through almost 8 years ago, so I can bring him places, which is amazing. So I guess I have to decide where I'm going to settle down before I decide to get another dog, but it's going to be soon. And right now, this is super cool. So the website is up, 5ghealerverse.com, and you can pre-register. We're going to launch on 12/12, and yeah, just bringing everyone together. And then I'm working on, I've been actually in London right now for about a month, working in the NFT community, metaverse space, to bring Healerverse onto a decentralized platform, which is pertinent to the spiritual community, having, you know, a decentralized platform. Again, first to do it. There's a lot of, like, meditation and mindfulness platforms on Web3, but there's nothing that's like us, like the real deal, like, you know, bringing healers onto Web3 and the whole community, and definitely doing, like, an educational piece in order to, because, I mean, the healing community is all about decentralization and Web3, not for any, like, illegal purposes, just for the purpose of freedom, being able to spread love with freedom, and not getting blocked and not being censored and everything, you know, like literally spreading love. And so right now I'm strategizing a way to bring it onto Web3, whether it's through like just the blockchain technologies. And by the way, if this is like literally me speaking a foreign language, that's okay. Some people might understand what I'm saying, or don't worry, like, you know, when we do go onto the metaverse, you will be absolutely, absolutely educated, and we'll hold your hand through all that. You know, we're going to have a lot of surprises with that, but I think the, you know, just getting it decentralized is going to be huge. But there's so much from virtual reality, right? Like feeling like I'm there in the Carolinas with you, Natalie, doing a psychic reading when I'm sitting here in London, England, and feeling like we're sitting next to each other. Or like meditating all together in a circle when we can't all be together. Because ultimately, Healerverse is going to bring soul family together and like soul contracts and stuff. So to like feel like you're there with each other is going to be so epic for through like virtual reality and like artificial intelligence. And this, you know, there's so many artists and musicians in the spiritual community that do so many beautiful things, and giving them a platform to be able to like really showcase what they're working on through like digital art and like music and stuff, like, you know, it's going to be so amazing. Yeah, and like there's so much that can be done too with like other blockchain technologies and like smart contracts, with like doing stuff with like healing centers and treatment like facilities and retreat centers. So I mean, honestly, again, I'm an Aquarius, I'm a forward thinker, like Aquarius sun. And I just, like, want to, like, disrupt shit, and I want to, like, make it better. Like, you know what I mean? Like, and that's really what's happening right now with Mama Gaia leveling up anyway. Like, you know, it's so beautiful to see, like, how many people are spiritually awakening right now. It's, like, just the earth is, like, you know, leveling up, and so are we, and it's so beautiful, and, yeah, like, I've just met so many amazing healers over the years. So, like, my goal is just to give healers a place, too, to be able to be like, hey, this is what I do. I'm in your community. Because people are, like, not really, like, unless they're really talking about it and part of the community, aren't like, oh, like, where can I, like, find a psychic medium, you know? And, like, some of healers just work out of their homes, and it's word of mouth. You know, so bringing healers together too in a community that might not even know that they're both in the same town, and maybe they want to open up a shop, like a storefront, or like a treat, like a retreat center, or who knows, like the, you know, it's like really just bringing everyone together and creating more healers and people finding what works for them. They can try what works for them. I know for me, like, I love astrology. I'm not that good at it. There's so much. I mean, I could go down a rabbit hole for like 10 years and still not know everything, you know. Some things click and some things don't. Like theta healing for me, I did advanced theta healing and theta healing, like, you know, basic, and it clicked for me. It just made sense for me, the whole thing. And honestly, that is what taught me how to be a master manifestor, and all the limiting beliefs that I've had and like have continued to like have acknowledged to me and then work through and grow through, and I just keep going, you know. Like some days, it's honestly, Natalie, it's one foot in front of the other, and some days I'm like, yeah, go. Today's kind of like a let's go day. It's just amazing, the Web3 community in general, like the metaverse community in London and how spiritual they are, and how I was getting these downloads at Miami NFT last year from spirits that were like telling me like, you guys are here for a bigger purpose that you don't even see yet. And when I get downloads like that, I don't ask questions. It's like a drop the hat kind of moment, or drop the mic, you know, take the hat off, like, okay, gotcha. Let's go, you know, I'm like, cool. So I can't wait to see, like, what's going to come out of all of this. And then we're scheduled to launch on 12/12. I started just my one assistant and I, and then a tech team. And now I think there's, like, 14 of us full-time. And then I'm working on, I, like, soul-funded this. I bootstrapped it. So, like, you know, bought and sold things, like, made money in crypto, lost money in crypto, you know, did whatever I could, like, made money in whatever ways, and manifested money to be able to fund this whole thing myself. But it is possible that I will take on investors, like, if it's a partner that I trust and that I know has Healerverse community in the greatest good, because I just want to protect Healerverse, honestly, and the community. Yeah, you know, that's most important to me, the healers, and give healers, too, that maybe don't have as much of a business sense, an easy platform to plug their stuff in, and it's free. So, like, if they make money, we make money, although we have to support the platform. I have all these people that I'm paying out of my pocket, right, and grow it, because we've got to get it on Web3, too. But, you know, like, it's a nominal fee, and also, like, the credit card payment processing system takes a fee, so it's, like, you know, and just to keep this thing going, and, I mean, it's a no-brainer. Even if healers have a website, it still will cost them nothing. It'll just be another marketing channel to be able to also pop their workshops onto Healerverse and just bring in that extra monetization that they didn't even know was going to come in. We're also not doing ads. So everyone has a level playing field. You can't, like, pay your way. Eventually, we will do verifications. We'll have a verification team because a lot of people are doing fake accounts, pretending to be people for, like, especially the last, like, 6 months. It's really popped off. So we'll have them pay a one-time fee because we'll have a verification team that will just give them, like, a heart next to their name that says that, we checked them out. We did a video call with them. You know, we saw all their face matches their license or their passport, and they're legit. And if they're a Reiki healer, maybe they have a certification or and whatnot. You know, so yeah, we're definitely so psyched, and I have the best team internationally, and the universe has been supporting me so much. I just honestly feel so grateful, like, how far I've come, and I'm actually able to, like, do my purpose now, and it just feels so good, Natalie, and I'm so happy to be here, and I really just went on a tangent. Thank you for letting me tangent. Natalie, did you go on mute? Natalie? Well, thank you so much for having me. And thank you, everybody. I love you all. If anyone wants to email me, my email is trishkane@5dhealerverse.com. That's T-R-I-S-H-K-A-N-E @5dhealerverse.com. And the website is www.5dhealerverse.com. Thank you all so much, and have a great day.
If everyone could be who they were really meant to be, without limitations, discrimination, this world could show all its colors. So get the chip.